Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network.org, and it's August 7, 2016. It's a three-hour live program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I hope you can hear me out there. You never know about the sound and the waves and the conceptual concepts that are happening in the sky. You know, we're not a politically correct program. And haven't been for 10 years. Cover medicine, brain project, law, politics, and other subjects that are really not supposed to be covered at all. And you ever wonder, you know, while we're talking, you know, that type of thing, you wonder what's in the sky? You know, we're down here on Earth and everybody's worried about the world being taken over by a dictator, which has every possibility. Several wars going on the Earth, all kinds of changes going on. And you ever wonder, you know, is anyone listening to us out there in the cosmic area? I remember in February of this year, I was given clearance to talk about a project that had to do with human brain concepts and how it interrelated with magnetic fields in the cosmos. This was a time when Obama said, "Well, we're not going to build a Death Star." You know, he got a briefing on this, and he did the same thing, but didn't want to hear about it. It's the same thing he did with Benghazi. You know, went on to play a game of hearts. Well, that was going on. Well, the extraterrestrial UFO satellites have to be admitted to now, because the idea of the satellites that are being used in the International Space Station and going forward are in full order. Everything is being accelerated on the Earth. The 2030 agenda, you know, the agenda 2030 has been pushed very up by a year and a half in order to jazz up the communications about climate change. And special courts have been already formed for the instigation of challenging in law the climate change deniers. So what you have here are the CubeSat, the Cube satellite, which is launched in such a way to use a low orbit satellite that is controlled by us on Earth to study the satellites from other areas of the cosmos in our Earth's atmosphere. And I talked extensively about this because the International Spaceport, which is the interorbital system, is out of the Mojave Desert, which was really the focus of the thing. They still tried to sell the people for 4 years in Congress about the solar panels in the Mojave Desert. That's why they wanted to. But that was the energy for the different satellite messages that were to be transferred. Now, you ask yourself, well, what would the extraterrestrial hunting satellites be looking for? And, of course, there's some very strong evidence that's been keeping from the public for a long time that there have been satellites that have been written and put in artwork that show that it goes all the way back to about 130,000 years ago, and on carvings, and of course on all the technologies that have been talked about in the past 2,000 to 3,000 years in writings and manuscripts, and all that's coming to fruition. And I find it interesting that this is coming to fruition now, while the Bible people are saying that it's the devil and, you know, it's God. No, it's a, it's your neighbor who works at the lab. You know, that lives down the street, goes to the airport and flies to China, and spends 3 to 4 days there. They commute to China. Yeah. So the mind merged computers have now become a reality. In other words, you have the brain-machine interface, which we'll talk about on the program today, which I wasn't planning on, but it has to be mentioned because the neuroengineering began with gorillas and monkeys. It's like Coco the gorilla that had learned sign language. He's still alive and has a complete communication skills with humans and humans with Coco. That's in Southern California. And, of course, a lot of that science is being pushed under the rug for the new project. This is going to be also involved in the optimization of protein expression in human beings by outer space. And we'll get into that as we move along today. And we're facing a situation where it's very apparent to some people anyway that our country is at stake. And I've always tried to be diplomatic, even though I'm not politically correct about what's really going on. You know, I've been fortunate enough to interview Charlie Daniels 3 times, and there's one interview that's in the can. It's like the Trump interviews, you know, because Trump sought me out about the water, but Charlie Daniels sent me some material. I love Charlie Daniels. He's in the Hall of Fame, the Western Hall of Fame, and reaching his 80th birthday. And Charlie Daniels, I'm going to read what he sent. I can't read the preamble because it's personal. Charlie Daniels and I got along fine. And Charlie Daniels is saying here that, quote, it's obvious that at least a significant portion of the American electorate want a change in Washington, and I believe that the overwhelming reason for that is that Americans don't feel safe, and they don't trust the ability of their government to ensure a safe environment for their families and their well-being. They don't feel safe when it comes to their employment future. They have watched the manufacturing jobs leave the country. A small town after small town, Rust Belt with industries, had the biggest employer in town for a couple of generations, moved their facilities offshore. Change of regulations. Frustrating part, they continue to sell their products in the U.S. as if nothing had happened, with no penalty or restriction, profiting from the American economy while contributing nothing to it. Unquote. I'm interjecting a comment right here. Keep in mind, Charlie Daniels has a tour, he talks to the real people. You know, he's got a rifle, and, you know, to try to keep guns. And, you know, he's got a sentence in there that says, well, you haven't seen America, he's telling the politicians. And there's a lot behind that statement. It's like one of the interviews I had with Charlie Daniels. I said, well, it's the way he said it. You know, I could never repeat exactly what he said, but in his tone. But he said, we have guns, you know. And, of course, we're seeing all the maneuvers that are going on by one of the political parties whose whole business is to take the guns as a, you know, they got a FAW organization up front, and then they're going to take the guns behind. We'll continue with Charlie Daniels. Quote, they don't feel safe on the streets of America. Although the crime statistics the government keeps will tell you that crime has fallen off in numbers, and the high percentage it remains has become more violent as the murder rates in any large American city will reflect. So far this year in Chicago, 410 people have been murdered, with a 2095 shot and wounded without even counting the burglaries, robberies, mortgage rapes, homes, invasions, daily intimidation, citizens, gang-infested neighbors have to live in every day. Unquote. The next statement Charlie makes, he wanted me to talk about this, was we have to come to expect murder rates in our big cities with high gang populations. And you look up the top crime capital cities in the nation, you got the number of the smaller and intermediate-sized cities, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Rock Mountain, North Carolina, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. They don't feel the country safe, and in the last few years they've watched the advent and the growth of ISIS and other terrorist organizations, the exponential expansion of terrorist attacks around the world, and fear there are cells and lone wolves around our nation that will one day spring into action into our shopping malls and schools. They don't feel safe with the president, whose first reaction to almost any terrorist attack is the defense of the Islamic religion and his repetitive mantra about more gun control. While we watch the rapid buildup of the militaries of Russia and China and their continuing development of bigger and better weapons, our military is the smallest it's been in 7 decades, and our naval and air fleet have shrunk to the point of having enough planes standing at the ready at any one time, which is now a problem. We watch our sailors get captured, humiliated, belittled, while the Secretary of State, John Kerry, acts as if the Iranians did us a favor to release him. There was a time when the United States president demanded their release. They would have been handed over immediately, but the world has no fear or respect for the American any longer. They don't feel safe about the economy. It's apparent to all, but the best informed, that our economy is vulnerable. The house of cards is underpinned by printed currency, a volatile stock market, and the shrinking and manufacturing base of very real danger and losing of our position of having currency that international business is conducted in. They don't trust and feel safe with our government. President Obama recently made a speech in which he said the world is safer than it's ever been. The economy is doing well and painted a rosy picture of America's future, but this is the same man who told us that we could keep our doctor or couldn't or wouldn't even try to mount a military response to the slaughter in Benghazi and stood in while her State Department perpetuated a bald-faced lie concerning the uprising. We believe that the debt will come down to which, you know, each candidate, the people of America felt, made them feel safest or right, is anybody's guess, and has been a falsehood? Do they trust President Obama's security, foreign domestic policies, which in all likelihood Hillary Clinton would continue? Or are they spring for the maverick who promises new directions, new energy, and a new way of doing things in Washington? We'll know shortly. Pray for our troops, our police, and the peace of Jerusalem. God bless America. Charlie Daniels. Unquote. Now, Charlie Daniels talks to the people. You know, he plays to middle America and to the people that lost their farms. Governments, foreign governments are coming in and buying the farms. The bigger farms are coming in with the big machinery coming in from China and Japan. And I know about that, and of course, he sees it. But no matter what you say, how many people do you think have got a number? You know, how many people do you think knows what Charlie Daniels is saying? I don't think you would know the figure because it wouldn't be fair for you to know the figure. But I'm gonna break confidence, you know, in one area. You know. He says, quote, "My ancestors trace back to the Revolutionary War. We have given blood to every major war since then, and I give my dying troops and drops to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic." Unlike politicians who get reelected for failing to perform their oath, I prefer death. Enough said. God bless, plowboy. Well, we're looking at total Charlie Daniels not running for office. 1.3 million people. 1.3 billion people listen to Charlie Daniels and what he has to say here. And it's a facet of the sovereignty being at stake. Quote, "The sovereignty as a nation," this is a personal note, "sovereignty of the nation will probably be gone in the first 100 days. Definitely a year. Gun ownership will become a felony faster than you can shake a stick. I will be moving to the first states that succeeds in the United States. Hopefully Tennessee, but probably Texas." Unquote. And so, on top of that, you know, we have the real world of how people see it and how the aspects of real world conceptions, ideas of the fact of how much of a dire strait we are in. And maybe Coco the gorilla has a better shot at determining their consciousness, because if they put it in the satellite, which they have, so you can talk to the extraterrestrial satellites and be able to make a conversation to come out of the thing, you wonder what that code's about. I have an idea what that some of that code's about, and of course I can't openly say that on air, but you wouldn't like it. And we've been talking about the water now for 10 years. I'll give you a clue, see. What are they looking for? Well, they're looking for gold, looking for water, looking for other things, but they're also looking for life. And they're also looking for the aspects to make, you know, us like them. You may not like that statement, but that's the truth of it. We're going to come back at the other end of the break. And we're going to begin our show and on the plate that Charlie Daniels has laid out for us. Call in numbers 800-313-9443 and welcome aboard, and it's showtime. Showtime.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. And I have to mention about Clint Eastwood, you know, making some comments this past week. He says we're a kiss-ass generation, you know. And I think he also added that we're also the pussy generation. But you know, and everybody got excited, you know. But it's right, you know. We're the kiss-ass generation. We got a bunch of people at the university. You know, their best shot at life is they want a safe zone on the college campus because they just can't handle the mental shake of what's going on. Well, as I say in my buffer music, you know, wake up, everybody. Yeah, I remember I selected that, you know, for the bumper music and the idea. I was naive enough. It was all the sophistication, government contacts, world missions, everything that I've done in life so far. And I was naive enough to believe, if you come out here, you know, and talk about the fact of the immune system being modulated and with the contaminated water and being done by the government, and all of the medical studies that have been done for 45 years on human beings on how to decrease the immune system, cause cancer on a gender basis. In other words, males getting more bladder cancer and females getting more bone cancers and breast cancers. All those studies I reviewed, and they're all locked up, and they're going to be in the book. But when you look at that, I never dreamt I can't believe that I was such a sucker, you know. But as a sucker every day, when you're a big gamble, you know, you're putting on a 4-1 and a roulette on number 17, and the house says, we always play out 17 so you can win, you know. And then you, the dealer flips it, you got a jack and an eight. And coming in as a 19-1 probability, you're going to get a two, you know. And so you say, well, this, and then the dealer will pause, you know, wait for you to put the bet in. And I've done that a few times, you know, in my day. And so you put in a probably, you know, in those days you put in $50, which is called on the cut. You put it on the line, expect that two to show. 18. So you hit, so you're 1 point short, so you could gamble to get to kick it up to get the ace, see, and win, you know. Oh, yeah, I've done that. I lost my ass so many times, but I went ahead and did it anyway. I don't know how long I kept doing that. And I figured nobody would let the contaminated water come out as part of your protein. You know, nobody would put sterilants in the drinking water to change the population, you know. It is being done, and today it's on a big scale. It's on a big scale from the sky, from satellite monitoring of toilets for drugs. It's on a big scale from the standpoint of the United Nations declaring last week the promotion of drugs for the control of the population. It's on a big scale from the standpoint of changing animals' lives through dog and cat food. It's on a big scale for the determination of the new drugs that are being used for psychoimmunity immunology. It's on a big scale for the determination of who determines the biomarkers for disease modification. It's on a big scale for the determination of the process of the new algorithms being motivated by the new patent law. It's on a big scale for the determination of the dictatorial position of the nine people that will copy the Council of Nine from the Cosmic Court, which is always promoted in the Mesopotamia writings of the Akazaki. It is on a big scale from the standpoint of the new development of what's being done to try to save lives and the determination of the fact of who is on the death panel, the IPAB, of which not one candidate has done anything but given their pledge not to eliminate the IPAB, the Independent Payment Advisory Board of Obamacare, and the determination and kind of the baloney to the people. You got to have 3/5 of this House and the Senate to repeal Obamacare. Dictatorship through Hillary Care, which was what it was at the first time, is all going to be promoted in the social concept. Yes. And it's there. And that's the real world. I've got listeners who, you know, I've got a lot of listeners. And a lot of them, you know, they boogie past the station because they don't want to be getting that little red light that goes on that you're being hacked. I'm not being hacked. But the people, the thing that come in, and they tell me stories of the stuff that's going on in terms of listening. They say, you're really right, Doc. Yeah, I lost my farm that way. I lost my wife that way. I lost my baby that way. They took my land. They shot my cows. They determination and killed my pigs like they did last week. Government agents coming in and killing animals for the sake of things. It's like in the Depression days, I was told they poured milk down the street. We'll see you at the other end of the break and getting warmed up. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We have a lot to cover, and what's important is to get the callers in. I want to make good. I've got Rob in Texas. Rob, are you there? Hello? Hello, Rob in Texas.
Hello, Dr. Parker. How are you?
Fine. I can't hardly hear you, Rob.
All right. How's that?
That's a little better.
All right. Yeah, I had some quick questions to ask you. Hope we can get all through them. This is real quick. I emailed you about a product sold on RBN by a certain host, and I don't know if you've read that email yet or not. And I think one of the questions I asked was if it was worth buying, and or should I just stock up on ammo instead of buying the product. I don't know if you had a chance to see that yet or not.
No, I haven't had a chance to see that, Rob.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know you're very busy.
Make sure that you... for safety purposes, that you resend it, okay? Make sure that you say you're Rob from Texas, okay? Okay, Rob? What happened to Rob? Are we on air?
Yeah, Rob's not speaking, Dr. Parker.
Beg your pardon?
Not speaking.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Rob.
Hello. Hello?
Yes, Rob?
Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit better.
Okay, I must be in a bad spot.
Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Dr. Falk, I'm going to drop him.
Okay, listen, you know, one of the things that happened, you know, there was a study that was done by National Science Institute, and it talked about people that on this new theme of inequality. Everybody is worried about inequality. You know, you got a little bit more than I got, so I want some of yours. You know, that was the socialist theme in the election, and it is right now. And they asked people. It was from a Harvard interview system. It was very sophisticated. It was a longitudinal study. In other words, it was crossing very many barriers of social statistics, asking if they would accept advances. For instance, synthetic blood, or the development of new tissues that could be printed or manufactured by a 3D printer, or would they accept a new gland that in their body that may save their life, particularly the hypothyroid patients, if they would do that. And also a brain chip to increase your autonomy of your brain cells, which is necessary for some people in some diseases. And there was a list of approximately 5 advances, which Harvard supported on the things that I've been talking about here on Parker Pathways for the past 10 years on RBN. My innovations in terms of coming up in terms of the water and its new structure. I brought in a lot of work that is part of researchers around the world from Germany and Japan, Professor Idomo's work, and that was on the questionnaire. And they asked this, were 3,000 people in the group and across different ethnic and economic strata. And it was fascinating. They said, as long as we can get better, think faster, run faster, live longer, and everything, but we don't want to be at that high level because we'll be criticized in the culture. See, and they feel that there's a sense of inequality. They asked another group who had all the money that you could possibly want to get all these things, and they said, in their answers, that they felt that the question of inequality was different for them. And so I went back with notes to Harvard and said, well, why should we be discussing inequality? Why did you take that part? I have an idea why you did, but why did you do that? So Harvard deans, you know, this one dean, of course, he was one of the 17 deans, medical deans, that went in front of CNN when I exposed percolate affecting the thyroid gland. They went on the national stage, and all 17 medical deans, you know, said, oh, no, percolate can be urinated out in seven days. And, you know, which is untrue, you know, you're going to have it for the rest of your life, sweetheart. You know, and there's some, you want to talk about inequality? How about you being picked for the people that are the subgroup to take the poisons in the water? See, if you did that, you could not have these other advancements. And that part of that wrinkle is part of the end game of that. It's a sophisticated study, but the fact that people felt that they would have a level on the concept of inequality, they were being shamed. In other words, they were to be suckered like a blackjack on the two, and or let's say Texas, the Texas spread, where you have 3 cards on the layout on the river, the river spread on the three cards, and you turn your bank on the two cards coming in, and you put your bet not on the facts of the wind, but you can cover your Texas Hold'em on the river. See, so this is what's happening in the culture today. We're being psychologically manipulated on inequality when the fact that people don't even respect their own development. They don't even understand their own evolution. They don't even understand their whole basis of their own genetic code, unless it's racist. See how the... And so, you know, Hillary Clinton, I'm not picking on Hillary. I mean, you know, we're already... You know, come on. We're, you know, when you're in the government, you find your H66 form, you know, and you don't spend give a person a year and a half to go through your State Department messages to cull out the ones you don't want anybody to see. I mean, come on, you know, come on, you know, God. And of course, Donald Trump is. As wise as he is in the business, but he also is a person that has a little bit of an edge on negotiation, which may be helpful because that's how the barbarians and the Romans got together to make a deal to last for another 100 years. People don't realize that. Romans had all the advantage. They had the architecture. They had the water aqueducts. They had everything, see. And they negotiated before Hannibal showed up a few years later with his elephants, whose whole intention for the elephants was to crack the pipes of the aqueduct and shut the water off to Rome. They didn't have to kill anybody. But his troops went crazy, see, and they sacked Rome, burned it. And that's what's going to happen now, see? So the thing is, okay, but what was the theme? What was the theme when the barbarians were negotiating with Cicero on Cicero the Third, and they think it was about inequality? What was the coin message, Aetius Bodies Potorum, which was part of the new gold coin, which is the fact they didn't want to have gold because they used gold for other things? What was that? Well, they used it for medicine, for alchemy, for the development of the process, and they invented the new clock. Now, somebody from somewhere had to tell them how to make, you know, worker gears to have the new clocks. All these things have been discovered under the ocean, and they've all been put out forth, but no, let's keep them out. And what's the reason for not telling you what I opened my show with? Inequality. You know, don't give them more information. Well, it's about damn time you did. You know, did you have that? But think about that. Somebody would not advance the breakthroughs for medicine and the development of the new genetic code to save your life because they would be in the end game of the mental exercise of inequality. It's unbelievable. If you believe this, see, if you go, I love you all. You know, I really do. I mean, I wouldn't be doing this for no pay, for nothing, see? You know what I mean? Come on. Excuse me, who's kidding who? I do it because I believe in the station. I believe in the fact that people getting information, because you're not going to get it. And it's going to get worse out there in the thing. Wait till you see the new algorithms they got in the patent law to screw your brain over as to what kind of information you're going to get. Yeah. Particularly with the mergers coming in on the net neutrality. There's a piece of work. I mean, you know, the President of the United States, I don't know what he's sniffing, but I'm going to tell you something. He had that game going before he became president. Somebody put him in onto that one. So the whole thing, and that's the truth of it. So, no, you don't want to advance your health. You don't want to increase your mind. You don't want to develop the process of this. Yeah. And I'm an advisor and an outside reviewer for the Brain Project, and I'm concerned about something called telomeres on the chromosomes for a lot of different reasons that I'm not going to go into. And so I have to get the permission from somebody from Harvard who had a survey of people talking about the inequality of things. I have a listener who says, well, talk about all the things that have been the advancements and the process of the inventions and the way to upbeat it. had a listener who say, which I think is a good idea, I do it all the time, but, you know, to upgrade it. There's nothing wrong with that suggestion. But the thing comes out of the fact, I have listeners now that say, you have a depressing message. Your voice is monotone, and you really think you shouldn't have a show, and the whole thing. You know, you start getting this, see? And, I don't really answer these people, but when I do, I tell them, well, I'll tell you, Jocko, if that's your real name, you know, you learn the knowledge, you invent, you come out and you be here in the process of the RBN network, and it, you don't even have the guts to even think about the fact of what Clint Eastwood is saying. In the terms of the fact, if you want to worry about the fact of who's got what, my statement to you is you invent it. You study it. You figure out how to form companies to make it work. You put your family in the process, if you have a family, to put it at stake to save them. To save them. You do it. You piece of, and then, you know. So, no. I've only had, since I've been on air, I've only had about 11 callers like that over the 10 years. But the thing is, you know, they send things like that. But no, I don't think people have a clue. And I got a lot of respect for the people. People know things in this country. I've always said that to you as a listener. And I'm getting off message here today because I got to get, you know, but this is important. If you have people that feel inequality, if they get an advancement, an example, the synthetic blood into the process, you know. One of the Republican speakers, spoke at the, I wish I could figure out his name. I thought I had his name. Anyway, he spoke at the Republican convention. And I don't have his name. I thought I had it. But the thing is that he's willing to have what he calls youthful blood placed in his body so that he can live longer and work it through. Of course, that happens to be part of another synthetic blood system. He's a multimillionaire. And I think I forgot what company he was pushing. That's a fact. But I think before the show's over, I'll probably figure it out as to who the name was now. But anyway, that's a perfect example, see, of the fact of inequality, of how they see inequality, or how they particularly visualize inequality. And as we go along with the program, when you're doing things on the run, sometimes you do, well, I'm making that mistake of betting my H to the 2 on the 8. Let's move on. But the thing is, there's a whole system of stem cell therapy that is out there in the world where you can have type 1 diabetes, or you have Parkinson's or osteoarthritis, used for stem cells might be a useful treatment. And it involves the loss of cells and stem cell, of course, in your bone marrow and other glands and in your bloodstream. And there's a big push by the Federal Drug Administration that allows clinics to inject the patient's own stem cells after extracting them, and they need specific criteria to do that. And then you have minimal manipulation, and then the stem cell, and then they're supposed to perform a different way. Of course, that's not totally predictable. You can have for stem cells because you have to, which is what I worked on from the invention to coax stem cell to grow in a particular tissue. And you can have stem cells in amniotic fluid, And of course, some clinics advertise treatments, and they they're offering stem cells for amniotic fluid, which doesn't qualify under the FDA rules because they're not from the patient's body. So the big push in America now that everybody's finally figured out, hey, there might be a way for me to live longer, or there might be a way for me to have diabetes, which is true. That could happen, you see. So what's going on? The FDA is saying, well, we got to stop that. It's inequality. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Hello, everyone. I found the reference that I was trying to talk about the billionaire that was talking at the Republican convention. His name is Peter Thiel, T-H-I-E-L, and he was a co-founder of PayPal, and he's legitimate in his request. In other words, he's saying, well, he's interested in having young people's blood in his veins in an attempt to live longer. And of course, this is a technique called parabiosis, which has merit. There is a company called Ambrosia, which is I believe it's in Monterey, California, and it has it's conducting human trials on the practice of parabiosis. And, of course, I'm doing a little of that in one experiment. It has a merit. And, but you could diagnose out the inequality discussion, if you wished. You know, how is a Syrian refugee coming to the United States of America? I think this morning, my classified briefing, what I could say, there are 8,000 extra Syrian refugees coming in today. And then at the end of the day today, they're going to sneak them in overnight at 75,000. The first 250,000 are already on their way, and about 16,000 of them arrived yesterday. And they won't say which cities they're in. They're just going to dump them in the cities, you know. And that's the way they deal with the people they bring in from other countries. But keep in mind, as Vice President Biden says, this is the end of white people. And that's what his statement is when, you know, people were at the cabinet table and after the Ferguson incident. And they made their decision. See, once you get the vote coming in the other way, you got the computerization that Obama has. I never forgot that black woman who was at the polling booth in the election when Romney was running. You know, the black woman goes on TV, I'm a polling person, you know, I voted five times, you know. And I think, of course, it's a federal offense to do that, you know. But the thing is that it's the way people perceive things in terms of the thing. There is very little way that I am going to not tell you about advancements, but not the bullshit. Oops, I'm not supposed to say that. Advancements that are out there that are coming in. That's not where I'm coming from. Because I deal with the real thing. I don't know what the hell the other people are doing, but I know I'm dealing with the real thing. And I'm pretty upset that the thing that people that want to run to be president, both of these dudes, dude and lady, anything. Hey, if you wanna base the socialism of the concept of the American system falling, well, you better listen to Charlie Daniels, because he's out there and he's talking to the people and he knows what the hell is happening. There's a whole different ballgame going on. Yeah. We'll see you on the next hour of Parker Pathways. Calling number is 800-313-9443, and for the second of a 3-hour live program. And welcome aboard, and thank you for being here.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.